Thank you, Austin and worship team, for leading us in worship this morning. Just before the kids have head off for Kids Zone, this is the last Kids Zone of 2024. Okay, it will not be happening next Sunday. We've got something else planned for next Sunday. So, kids, you can head off for Kids Zone at this time. And Junior Church, you already had your last one of 2024, so you'll have to wait till January for that. So, Pastor Stanley, if you could come up and share from God's Word with us this morning, please.
Good morning, church. Good morning. I thank God the mic is working this time. How are you all doing? Only a few people are alive here, I think. Okay, I hope everyone is doing great. Nice to see you all this morning. Before I go into the Word, I want to ask you a question which I was not prepared and which is not in my script too. What are the four themes or the Advent lessons which we looked past 3 weeks in the month of December? Oh, we know love, yeah. Okay, what are the other three themes which we... Joy, hope, and then peace. Oh, well, the answer is here, okay, by the way. So I made it easy for you. Okay, such a great joy to be here in this morning, you know, to be with you, to share the Word. I thank God, I thank the worship team, and I thank God for giving me this opportunity. And I also thank Pastor Dave. Thank you so much for... This is my second time. I think you can see the nervous. I'm a little less nervous because this is the second time, so I'm a little more confident. Yeah, right. Shall we all turn our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. So I have a request. So as it is displayed here, may we all read it together? Is that okay with you all? Shall we? Right? Let's start. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves other has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Christmas is only a couple of days. Most of us are caught up, you know, in baking cookies, right? And then few activities like baking cake and calendar with filled with social engagements. And this morning I was having a talk with Glenn, and then I need to check. We have so many gatherings. So people are coming, friends are coming, daughters, children, so many things. Christmas for me, you know, this year, I think I would celebrate the Christmas once my family joins with me. Right? Such a... I think after I got married, this is the first time after 6 years I'm missing my wife. And after 4 years, I'm celebrating Christmas alone with my son. So last Christmas, few of you might have celebrated with your loved ones, with your dear ones, with the ones who are very close to you. You might be missing them. Those wonderful conversations with your family, you might be missing. But remember one thing, if God has given this opportunity to celebrate his birth, I would request you to take this moment to praise God and love him more than you did earlier. Throughout the past Advent weeks, we have learned about hope, joy, and peace. This last week, before Christmas, is not merely about preparing ourselves for the festivities, but also preparing our heart. We are still in the Advent season. There is still time to take room in the inn of our heart for the Christ child. As Christmas, we should all slow down, reflect, and prioritize the celebration of Advent in order to fully experience the depth and joy of Christmas. Advent truly is a season of love. We are packed with so many things, busy with our work. But this is the time to reflect ourselves, to look back, and to have that deep joy of child's birth, Jesus' birth in our hearts. Slowing down during Advent is not merely a recommendation. It is necessity for the soul. The secular pressures of the season may leave many feeling exhausted and disconnected from the true meaning of Christmas. This is where the wisdom of the liturgical calendar becomes evident. Advent is a deliberate counterbalance to the chaos, urging us to cultivate the spirit of reflection and intentionality through practices such as lightening the Advent, the breath, daily prayer, and scripture reading. We can focus our minds and hearts on the theme of hope, peace, joy, and love. These themes are not just an abstract ideas. They are the gifts of Messiah, whose coming we await. It is a reminder that Christmas is not about what we do, but about what God has done for us, how He has led throughout the year. He has led my family, my situations, my job, my workplace, my church. It's not about the gifts we give. It's about the gift what we have received in Christ. One beautiful way to embrace this final week of Advent is to focus the acts of love and kindness. Take this moment. I have been from past December 1st onwards, I have been thinking of past 11 months, how God has led me. How God has guided me. Twice my visa was rejected. And I was about to, third time I got the visa, and when I was about to leave, my medical got expired. And I called a few of my friends. They said, you can't go. There might be a problem. You may be deported. But I took a call. I said, I'm going to do that. Let me see. Nothing was asked. And I'm here preaching with you, December 2024, the fourth Sunday. Amen. God be to praise, right? So, as we are entering into the topic of love, I would like to ask you a question. What is love? Anyone can answer. Okay? Love is patience. It's a feeling that you get in your heart. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any others? Maybe I can give you some gifts if you want, if you answer these questions. What is love? What comes to your mind when you say, what is love?
1 Corinthians 13.
1 Corinthians 13.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Awesome. We have many meanings. Well, while I was preparing for the sermon, I just Googled and just typed love, just the letter love. You know what? To my surprise, four simple letters. Google gave me an answer for around 14,540,000,000 answers. Results are there in the Google. Just four letters. How powerful they are. Is it not something interesting? On Amazon, if you type in the book section, just type the word love. You know how many results we get? 85,000. When it comes to music, arts, and everything else, it's huge. 80% of the music comprises of the word love. The topic is literally endless. One thing becomes clear. Human beings are obsessed with love, right? So when it comes to the context now, as we read from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10, when we look back to the New Testament, the word love is mentioned 551 times in the New Testament. And Jesus said the word love 71 times. The apostle John, who wrote the letter, is known for the apostle of love. Why? Because he in the chapter 4 and 5, John uses the word 36 times. Just the word love. The word love in the Bible is often associated with breathtaking acts of trust and sacrifice. In fact, the first time the word love is used in Genesis. Can you guess where it was? It was when God asked Abraham, "Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son, whom you love the most." There was a first time the word love was referred in the Bible. He says in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and offer him as a sacrifice, as an offering." Of course, we know Abraham passed the test. But the point in the Bible is this: love is not just a feeling. Love is an act, a sacrifice you make, a gift you give. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, I would like to look at the way God loves open history and human heart in a way that may encourage us to open our lives to receive Christ's birth. In the book of Micah, we glimpse at the way God's love is open to the poor and the marginalized. Micah proclaims, "God has selected the insignificant town of Bethlehem to produce the leader, the shepherd of Israel." God's love, we see here, does not go first to the powerful or the dominant. It goes instead to the small, humble, and raises them to the divine heights. But the love described in the Bible, especially agape, love for it goes beyond mere emotion. It is self-giving, sacrificial love that seeks the well-being of others, even at their personal cost. Even at their personal cost. This is the love that led Christ to the manger and ultimately to the cross. It is a love that is rooted in action, not just words. So what does love is to do with the business with us now? Why love is a theme for the fourth Sunday? And what it is to do with me? And we have dedicated a Sunday for love. Well, the reality is that we forget who we really are. And we need to take time and set aside and remember. Many a times we forget Christ's love in our life. The things what we get in our life. The way God is leading in our life. We are packed with so many things. But this is a time God is telling us to remember His love in our life through His birth. We remember that in love we engage one another rather than use one another. We remember that in love we embrace one another rather than judge one another. We remember that in love we accept one another with unconditional positive regard rather than tolerating one another. And yes, in our human understanding of love, a heart can be broken. A heart can be broken. However, with our spiritual understanding, we know that it is only when our hearts are broken open, that the transforming energy of all that God loves can be seen, felt, and received. It only comes alive through the broken pieces in us. So we shift from heartbreak into heart broken up, which is pure love, right here, all the times. I just didn't see how I now I do. This is the transforming power of love. And this love, no one gives you. No one gives you. It is only felt, experienced, realized, received in Christ. Back in India, I can give you some good examples. There are people who are well-to-do people, rich people. But they don't have peace. So the only thing what they do is they go to the gurus. Gurus are the priests of different religions. They have beautiful green places and nice houses and stuff and all, where there's no noise, nothing. They are given meal 3 days, 3 times a day, stuff and all. They go in search of peace. They go in search of love. They can find there. But they don't realize that the love is right with them. At times we also go back to the world, do the things which are not necessary to find that love. God says, if you come with a broken heart, broken up, and I'm going to give you that love. That's what Christ's birth is talking to us in this morning. It breaks up open to greater reality and awareness of what love really is. And it never fails us if we allow ourselves to be transformed. Now the question comes is, what is love? Some of you say, love is patience. 1 Corinthians 13, so on. The Christian language has a faith. The Christian faith has a language that is, God is love. God is love. 1 John 4, 16 says, this love is shown to us in what he has done in Christ. But our society is so foreign to its inner condition that the work of Christ is no longer matter to wonder. For this reason, the 4th century Christians, Athanasius explained in his writing on the incarnation, that to understand the wonderful news of Christmas, it is necessary to speak of the origin of human beings, in order that you might know that their own cause was the occasion of his descent, and that our own transgressions evoked the world's love for human beings. The love of God is not just a theological concept. It is a transformative power that changes us from the inside out. When we experience the depth of God's love, we are compelled to live differently. You are no more the previous. You are new in Christ. Amen. The love of God is, it softens our heart, opens our eyes to the needs of others, and moves us to the act in way that reflect we love the love we have received. Keeping this in context, we will dive into two important aspects of love and conclude our sermon. Number one, love that is given is a love that makes a difference. Love that is given is a love that makes a difference. Christ's love towards us has made a difference in each and everyone's life. His love has brought us out of the sin. His love has been shown through the valley of his protection. Through his love, he recognized we are not alone. He watches us over in every moment of our life. No matter where you are, no matter where you go. Second Thessalonians 3 verse 3 says, But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one because of his love. He is faithful. At times we may not be faithful. At times we may be away from God. But he is faithful. No matter how close you are, no matter how far you are, his love is still the same. His love has not changed. We may change. Our thoughts may change. Our words may change. But his love hasn't changed. It is still the same. The other day, when I was trying to find a house, and I was on the way to the Port Coquitlam bus stop. So I was in the bus, in the transit bus. I was alone, and the driver was there, and a lady was there, and I was talking to her, and she was good enough to have a, I was talking to her, chit-chatting with her. So as the moment, and she said that this is a bus which will go back to the northbound, so you can stay back in the bus. After a couple of minutes, we will leave from this place. So as the bus went to the Port Coquitlam station, and she was telling me, oh, this lady is still here? She hasn't gone back to her house? I said, what has happened? And she said to me that I did go for 3 trips, and this is my 4th trip. I'm here. I'm seeing this lady standing here from my 1st trip. She went to that lady, and she said, how are you? Haven't you found your bus? She said, no, I'm waiting here. And I was just standing and listening to the conversation. And the lady who was standing in the bus stop, her eyes were turned purple. Her hands were shivering. She was slurred in her speech, mumbling, old lady, having a bag with her. And this driver, she said, no, you need to take care of yourself. You need to warm up. You need to warm up. And I was just saying that. And she went to a couple of places to see whether the bus will come on time, which way she needs to go. And meanwhile, she came back and she called, do you have your son's number so that I can call him? She did call, but there was no response. And I was new, very new to Canada. So I didn't know what to do. So I just went, is there anything that I can do? She said, we'll try to see something we can do to her, something we can give her some place for warm-up. I'm telling you, her ears were literally purple and it was turning into red. She was having hypothermia. And immediately the driver, she had the shawl, she took the shawl and gave it, lady, you need to cover up, you need to get warm. And then all of a sudden, I got an idea. If she knows the address, why can't we book an Uber and send her to home rather than waiting for the bus? She said, that's a good idea. And I was trying to book an Uber. And I said, would you mind calling her son one more time? And by the grace of God, he received the call. And we said, your mom is here, and she's shivering. And he said, where is she? I have been waiting for her. And we said that she's in Port Coquitlam Station. And he said, I will be there in 5 minutes. Please take care of her. But it was already late, so the lady had the transit lady driver need to take the bus. Love that is given is a love that makes difference. When you give love, you will see the difference in people's life. The second thing is that when we love, we act. When we love, we act. The greater reminder of Christmas is that our Heavenly Father not only felt love towards us, he acted on it. He didn't leave us wondering. He didn't keep his feelings to himself. Christmas is the moment in this story, when Jesus crossed time and space to enter our world. He became fragile and vulnerable. He lived with us, and ultimately he gave his life for us. And he did all this so that action could shout as loudly as possible, I love you. He came to us so that he would never have to guess how he feels about you. But to behold Christ's birth is not a seasonal or passive experience. As we perceive love, we are called into love. In Christ's birth, God demonstrated that love is not merely a matter of sweet words or acts of kindness, But love is moving in. Love is moving in. He loves us because he loves us because he lives with us and in us. And he invites us to love similarly. He's inviting you and me to be the same. One example I can give to you is when this week the newsletter was sent, and the newsletter also mentioned about the things which I needed for my new place. On Wednesday morning, we received the newsletter. And by evening, I'm getting a couple of emails. I have this, I have that. When we love, we act. I was so blessed to have this church. That's the reason John chapter 15, Jesus says, abide in my love. Abide in my love. When we love, we live in God, and he lives in us. His love is completed, expressed, and alive in impatient, exhausted, complicated people like us. The question is, are we abiding in his love? In preparing for Christmas, we can radiate the light of Christ to those around us through generosity and compassion, who in our lives might need encouragement, a helping hand, or simply a kind word. As we give ourselves, we are reminded that the greatest gift already has been given, that is God's love manifest in Jesus Christ. This love is a free gift, cannot be written, only given away. Only given away. What a gift to give others the hope and love that has come. And his name is Jesus. Don't waste a moment of this day and all the other days to come. This is a love every heart needs, the love of God. Advent is not just a time for receiving love. It is a time for giving love. For giving love. It's a time to consider how we mirror God's love in our relationships, our communities, and our daily interactions. Advent assures us that we don't achieve God's love. We received it. You know, one of the beautiful songs which we sing in the Advent season is the Joy to the World, written by Isaac Watts. In the fourth verse of the song, he says, he rules the world with truth and grace and makes the... I'm giving a gap so that you can answer me. Okay, right? So, so the glory of his righteousness. Oh, very good. Okay. And wonders of his love. 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 The wonders of God's love consist in this. He loved us before we loved him. He loved us before we loved him. He proved his love by sending his son, who is our atoning sacrifice. He proved his love by sending his son, who is our atoning sacrifice. That is what his law is, love. His law is love. Maybe just reminding again, love that is given is a love that makes difference. When we love, we act. When we love, we act. May I request the worship team to come forward, and let's take a time to ask ourselves and remember God's love throughout the whole of the year, how God has been grateful, faithful to us. Maybe bowed on our heads. Take this moment to say, thank you, Lord, for your love. thank you, even though I was away, even though I was far, even though I didn't remember you, but you still loved me. You have taken care of me. Thank you for your son. Thank you for his birth and the love you showed upon us. Heavenly Father, I want to be a loving person, and yet again and again, I fall short. So I pray, let me love myself as you love me. Let me see myself through the eyes of love. As you see me, may we manifest that love in all that we do, in how I show up, granting mercy, grace to all whom I encounter, practicing again and again until it becomes second nature and then first nature to how I show up. Amen.
The first Noel came to the poor shepherds, the story of God's love embodied. Thank you so much, Stanley, for sharing God's word with us this morning, for challenging, inspiring us to the love of God. Just before I give the benediction today, just a reminder that we have some people from our prayer team, Glenn and Dana Cockle, who will be available right away up here on the right-hand side. So if you would like prayer, I know somebody sent me a note recently. Someone had been coming for prayer, you know, a number of weeks in a row. And then they shared, God has been answering each one of those prayers. And they were so excited. That's what God does, right? So to take advantage of that. And the gifts that God gives us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.